Earlier this week, we were delighted to be joined by former Electric Ireland minor championship star Patrick Bonner Marr of Tipperary at the 2025 Electric Ireland GAA All-Ireland Minor Championship launch. This summer, Electric Ireland will use their social channels to spotlight players from across the championships in their Parent Point of View series, highlighting the major impacts that playing minor can have on players and their families, using the hashtag ThisIsMajor. Rachel Dunphy caught up with the Tipperary legend with an opening question on how retirement has been treating him.
Sports Beat Extra.
Beat 102-103.
Yeah, no, look, it's good. I'm keeping myself busy and keeping fit and back playing with the club and doing a bit of coaching. And you know, it's good to have a bit of time back in your hands as well.
Brilliant. And on that, you mentioned you're doing a bit of coaching. I suppose we are here to talk a lot about the minor championship. Could you ever see yourself kind of joining a minor background team or coaching on the pitch?
Yeah, look, down the line, definitely. Like I'm kind of fairly green to it. It's a new role for me. I'm involved with a club over the road, a senior B club over the road. So no, I'm really enjoying it. And look, it is definitely something I'd consider down the line. Look, I know how important the minor championship is for me anyway and my career. And I was lucky enough to work with great coaches. When I was with the minors, Tommy Dunn was actually our coach, and Declan Ryan was our managers, who were two idols of mine when I was younger growing up. So it was a great experience for me to come in underneath them and get coached by them, and it definitely had a huge effect on, I suppose, my ambition to drive on and play under 21 and senior for Tipperary.
Mm-hmm. And mentioning that, I suppose you've spent so long playing for Tip, and obviously a massive win for Tip at the weekend with the All-Ireland Under 20 Championships. Were you there yourself at the match?
I wasn't. No, I was actually at a wedding, but I was listening to it on the radio. So look, it was great. It's a great win, and look, there's good players coming in the under 20 grade, which is great for the senior setup. And look, it's all credit due to the likes of James Woodlock and Brendan Cummins, I suppose, you know, to be involved with these teams and getting the players and the pipeline kind of up and to a good standard for Tipperary.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, and as you said, getting them up to a good standard. So far with the Senior Hurling Championship in general, it's been a high standard. It's been very exciting, I suppose, if you think of it, the All-Ireland Champions clear knocked out already. I suppose, do you think the tide could be changing this year for anyone, not just for Tipperary?
Yeah, look, it's like Munster and like the championship in general is so competitive now. Like if you miss a game or if you have a poor performance, like you're on the back foot straight away. So look, it's been interesting. Like Clare, obviously, it's a very disappointed year for them, like current All-Ireland champions, as you said. But like it's so important to hit the ground running early in the championship, especially in the likes of Munster and Leinster because it's coming down to the last game of the round robin to see whether you're going through or you're not going through. So it's a very interesting and exciting time for us, the viewers, but for the panels and stuff like that, from the effort that goes into, I suppose, get up to that level. Like it's hard to have your championship ended so early in the year, but I suppose that's the caveat for the teams that do get over the line, that they are into the All-Ireland series. But look, it's great. It's going to be an interesting couple of weeks moving forward, and this weekend, of course, with Cork and Limerick, it should be a great ding-dong battle, so everyone is, I suppose, looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned there listening to the games on the radio, watching it. I suppose what's it been like being on the sidelines rather than the pitch this year?
Yeah, it's definitely taken a readjustment. I actually haven't gone to any of the games because I don't know. I'd get probably too. I'm too. I'd be too connected to the team. I'd nearly get too worked up over it. So I've actually watched all the games from at home. I think it's safer for everyone, for people in the stands and all, because I'd feel as if I need to get involved. But yeah, look, it's taken a bit of readjustment. But I know. Look, it's good to look in, and I'm just. I suppose it's great to see the group reaching their potential and performing, and you know, for me, it's like I'm just so glad to see that they're getting to the levels and the standards that they're capable of, and that's a huge thing.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose, as we all know, no matter what level of sport you're playing at, they start them. The training, serious training, starts young. Whether it's 3 and 4 at the kind of, I don't know, we call it the GAA factory on a Saturday morning in my club. But I suppose looking ahead now, we had an unbelievable win there for Tipperary, the under 20. Things are looking well for the championship. Do you think that's all down to the work that's really been done at the ground level, from juvenile, under 14s, under 16s, even down to minor, from the clubs as far up to the county board?
Yeah, it definitely is. Like you look at like most hurling fields around Tipperary anyway. There's a nursery going on somewhere at a parish somewhere every Saturday or Sunday morning, which is great. And even from my own kind of perspective, we would have all hurled under, I would have played primary game way back in the 2000 and 2001. I think myself and Noel McGrath, James Barry, like we all would have played together on a primary game team, and then we would have played under 14, under 16, minor, under 21, and then senior. Like so, it's so vital that the development goes on at the younger, I suppose, level to get the players in and get them in early and look at progressing their skills. Like, and it's so important to start them early, but it's important that there's a pathway there as well for the player. And like you're seeing it more and more with clubs, that they are getting involved with the youth, and they're just trying to put a structure in place that I suppose the majority of players from a very young age have, I suppose, the resources and the opportunity to progress at their skill level, which is vitally important for both the clubs and for the counties and for the game in general.
Absolutely. I suppose you mentioned there your primary games under 14, under 16, but you, of course, were a minor for Tipperary yourself. And looking at the lads that are playing this year, I suppose, how important was that time in your life for your own kind of sporting development?
Yeah, I think like the minor grade for us, we were very lucky. Limerick and Tipperary kind of went through a few replays back in 2007, so we actually got to be a curtain raiser for one of those down in the Gaelic grounds. So it was actually a great exposure for me at such a young age to get to play in front of a bit of a crowd. And then I suppose we got to the Munster final. We played Cork in Cork. It was a curtain raiser to the Munster final as well. And then obviously we got to the All Ireland final, and that was a curtain raiser to the Senior All Ireland, where we played Cork as well. And like that was just great exposure to me as a young player, and it really kind of it lit the flame for me to want to represent Tipperary at a higher level. So like my minor days, as far as I'm concerned, really kind of ignited the fire for me to drive on and become a senior inter-county player.
And I suppose if I could ask you, Patrick, for my last question, I suppose for anyone, whether it's young boys, young girls, anyone who's kind of going to their GAA training maybe once a week, maybe a match at the weekend, who looks up to the likes of you and the lads that were playing for Tip, I suppose what would you tell them?
Yeah, look, I suppose my biggest advice is just keep working, keep trying to improve as best you can, whether it's at home on the front lawn trying to rise your ball, or it's up against the wall pucking and working on your weaker and lesser better side, and all that work does pay off. It paid off for me. I put in a good bit of work away from say like the training field that I was pucking, and I probably broke a few windows at home on the home house by pucking up against the wall, so that does happen as well. But yeah, it's just having the hurley with you and just keeping it in your hand. Like if you go down and you drive through Kilkenny or Tipperary towns or any of them, you'll see young lads with hurleys in their hands, and that's where the skills and the abilities are grown and developed from just having your hurley and just practicing.
This is Sports Beat.